Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. It's hilarious to watch my cat after he gets a bit of catnip.
Mine too. She leaps and rolls, rubs and yowls, and then spends hours sleeping it off.
The plant called catmint, or Nepeta cataria, is native to Europe and Asia, and was named after an Italian city, Nepete, at the center of the Etruscan civilization.
Catnip is a member of the mint family, the Lamiaceae, which includes other herbs such as rosemary.
In the 17th century, people used the plant leaves and stems for calming the nervous system. But some claimed when they chewed the roots, they felt fierce.
In the 1960s, it was used as a filler or even a replacement for marijuana. Today, people continue to make catnip tea to reduce anxiety, induce sleep, and soothe upset stomachs. And of course, they give it to their cats.
Its active ingredient, nepetalactone, binds to the receptors in the cat's noses. From there, it gets a little mysterious. We know when people consume opioids, cocaine, and marijuana, a mood-altering neurotransmitter, dopamine, is released in the brain.
When researchers blocked opioid receptors in the cat's central nervous system, the felines did not respond to catnip, which suggests these same receptors are involved.
Just like people, the effects can vary. In one study, just 20% were activated by catnip, while 80% became more passive. So whether your cat conks out or goes into a frenzied dash, just enjoy the comedy show.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.